It's 71 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Outdoor concert season is here. Ascend Amphitheater kicked off their season this past weekend and will host David Byrne on Saturday. The theater is under new management, now by Opry Entertainment Group. Music and culture reporter Justin Barney said they fixed a pesky problem that was bugging pedestrians and bikers around Ascend for years.
The problem was that there was no way through the park during shows. Since the downtown Greenway is technically on the grounds of Ascend, you'd have to have a ticket to be there. So Live Nation, who ran the amphitheater for the past 10 years, just closed that section during events, leading pedestrians and bikers to have to go all the way around. Opry Entertainment VP of Design and Construction, Sean Flippin, saw a simple solution.
We came up with the idea, why not reconnect the Greenway with a bridge? And so that's what we did.
So now there is a new wooden bridge going over that land, and it will be open during concerts. And if you're thinking the bridge sounds like a great way to see a show for free, you're not wrong, but you will be stopped. Since Metro owns the land and leases it to Opry, Downtown Parks and Rec and MPD will be there patrolling during shows. Justin Barney, Nashville Public Radio.
Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is officially seeking re-election. He made the announcement yesterday after putting forward his vision for the city's spending priorities last week. So far, O'Connell's biggest project has been the Choose How You Move program, which expands the city's transportation services and infrastructure. Metro Council member Joy Stiles announced her candidacy in January. Dolly Parton says she has good news and bad news. The bad news is she has to cancel a scheduled 6-show residency in Las Vegas over health concerns. The good news, she says in an Instagram video, is that everything is treatable. The country icon didn't give a lot of details on her condition, except to say that she's responding well to meds and treatment, but that they make her, quote, a bit too swimmy-headed to handle a banjo while wearing 5-inch heels. Get well soon, Dolly. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.